Welcome back. This is Robbie.
And this is Mark, and this is Off Label.
Mark, you turned. Hey.
Come through.
Come through. Happy Sunday, y'all. Just so you all would know, we definitely record every Sundays because, not every Sunday, but we do record on Sundays because the week is busy and this is the only time that we really have to get together.
Right, so.
And so, I had to drag Mark to my home. Because I don't know if I told you all, but maybe like a few months ago, you know, I had a fun night.
With liquor.
A lot of liquor involved. And I came home and I just, you know, I live in Florida, so it's super hot. And I just need to take a shower before I went to bed. So I'm like waiting on the water to get hot. So I thought it would be a good idea to just sit in the tub and take a bath instead of a shower while the water warm
bitch,
up.
You all end up turning like Whitney Houston and about to find your ass dead to the motherfucking tub.
That's not funny, but y'all, I fell asleep and I woke up. The only reason I woke up is because the water started hitting my nose and I'm like, and I jumped up like, what the fuck? And like the whole upstairs in my home was
flooded.
Flooded, literally flooded. I had to call the carpet cleaning people to come the next day to extract the water from the carpet. Anyways, it seeped through the roof of the home. And so Mark had to come paint because I still had water stains on my ceiling.
You know, I don't be doing that shit, but I decided to come through.
He's such a good friend.
But the thing is, like, that's crazy. How do you end up
playing
like...
Well, he said, he looked at the ceiling. He said, you did a number.
Right. Because it's just like, the only person I know who did that shit was like Whitney Houston.
Oh my gosh, y'all. And that's how I know I don't mean, I don't want to bring this up, but I have to. That's how I know that girl really did die in that fucking freezer. Because when you drunk, like, and you hot and whatever, you just out of your mind, like, shit happens. And
so
I
you
could,
think so she was trying to get, she was hot, so she was trying to get some cool air?
She could have been hot trying to get some cool air, or she literally could have just been like, hold on, let me just rest real quick before I get to moving around again, and then fell asleep. Because I legit fell asleep in a fucking bathtub and could have passed away if I hadn't woken up to the water in my nose.
I guess it was just her time.
It was
and
her time.
You know, and the thing about it is it just wasn't yours. You know what I'm saying?
I was so grateful because I'm like, I could have for real died.
All right.
Like, if I would have been more drunk.
Drunk.
Because I was just tipsy. So, of course, once that water hit my nose, I felt it. But if I was, like, out of my mind, I probably wouldn't have felt that shit.
Like, the way I was when I was drunk as fuck?
Yeah, and I could have, like, legit passed out and drowned to death. Like Whitney.
That's crazy.
That's crazy as hell.
Well, Whitney didn't drown, did she?
She did. She was high as hell in the bathtub. Oh, yeah. So, my lesson is I definitely am never getting in a tub again.
Right. Just
after
take
drinking,
your ass straight to bed.
Just go to bed stinky. I wasn't stinking, but I was just sweaty and hot. Anyways, so a lot of shit didn't happen this week. I just feel like the world is going down.
Right.
Like, I'm so scared.
This whole fucking shooting in Las Vegas, I mean, that shit is crazy.
It's crazy. It got me not wanting to go to, like,
right, and
aren't
you about
events?
To go to a Jay-Z concert soon?
I am, but
you might
you know,
want to try to sell those tickets.
Shut the fuck up. No. They have metal detectors to get in there, so.
Okay.
The likelihood of it just really fucking up inside of the concert is slim to none. Like, if anything happens, it's going to be outside of the arena, not inside of the arena, just because they need metal. You have to go through a metal detector to get inside of the Amway Center.
Well, I hope everything will be okay, you know.
But that massacre in Vegas, I was so sad. Like, I'm driving on my way to work, and I'm legit just like, like, I'm just so, I was crying so hard, because what the fuck? Can you imagine?
Right.
You just like, you enjoying yourself, and then you hear these noises. You don't know what it is. You're thinking it's part of the show.
Right.
And then
exactly
next thing you know, motherfuckers' heads is
all right, but
busted.
Here is my thing about that.
What?
Okay, so there was a police officer, a sheriff, or whoever the fuck she was. She said that, you know, them motherfuckers was Trump supporters anyway. You know
that,
what I'm
I mean, nobody deserves to
right.
die for
but
being
nobody,
a Trump
nobody,
supporter.
Well, actually, the consequence to that type of shit to me.
You are.
No, I'm saying, like, that type of shit, like, you guys decide like this is who represents you.
But we're not gonna say everybody in there is Trump supporters. What the hell kind of shit is that?
The majority was.
But they still don't deserve to die.
These cowboys and whatever.
You don't deserve to die.
You don't deserve to die, but there is a consequence to when you do something that bad. Because voting for Trump was, I feel like, that's like bad. That's like a big sin. Because let me tell you, the thing about it is, you are voting for somebody that's supposed to be representing you. And if this man can sit there and you say like, okay, this is what represents me, then bitch, then I don't give a fuck.
You don't deserve to die.
If Donald Trump would die, I would not give two fucks. You know what I'm saying? And the motherfuckers who supported his ass and voted for him and defending his bullshit, I don't give two fucks about you. You know what I'm saying?
All I'm saying is if we go to war with North Korea, people need to be the first ones on the line.
But let me tell you, but here's what I don't like.
What?
Because these motherfuckers be out here talking about, oh, you know, this is the worst shooting in America's history and woo-woo-woo. And I feel like because of the fact that it's a majority, it's like white people, then okay, oh my gosh, it's this and that, whatever. But then back in 1921, in Oklahoma, there was a mass shooting where the white people came and killed all these black people.
Mm-hmm.
Damn near over 300 black people was killed.
Mm-hmm.
And now, where, you know what I'm saying? So that doesn't count. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't count as, you know, the worst shooting.
Are you talking about Black Wall Street?
No. As a matter of fact, it was because I heard.
It was like bombing us, all kind of shit.
It was like a really, you know, it was like a where a lot of prestige black people live, like the rich
white. Black Wall Street.
So the thing about it is, the situation was, it was about a black dude that had allegedly raped a white woman. And then they took him to jail. The black community found out what they were going to do to him. And they went and tried to break into jail and try to have him escape. And there was a bunch of white people out there, like, ready to, you know, fight and whatever. And then there was a shooting. And then from there, it escalated to the whole city where they went and started killing, blowing up buildings, shooting people, whatever. So you telling me that the news is calling, you know, these people who died, like, you know, oh, it's the worst shooting in America's history, but you can't even acknowledge what really, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, that's some bullshit, the media, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
you know,
these white people, and at the end of the day, I don't give two motherfucking fucks. I don't give a fuck. I'm telling you.
Well, I give a
fuck. I don't care.
A lost life is a lost life.
But a life that, you know, you don't give a fuck about. Because at the end of the day, if you're going to sit there and vote for Donald Trump, bitch, you don't care about your motherfucking life in the first place. Because this ain't going to fuck your shit up. So my thing is, I have no respect for people who voted for Trump.
Okay, but
I have
no
sympathy. I don't. But I'm
Trump.
Pretty sure them motherfucking cowboys with them cowboy hats and cowboy boots and those and there's Arizona JCPenney pants and those flannel shirts, bitch, they're Trump supporters. Them little lumberjack motherfuckers, bitch, I know what y'all doing. And you
my
know
thing
what?
Is, if,
I ain't with it.
If
I ain't with it.
If we're gonna allow people to buy these kind of guns that can kill 100 people in 30 seconds, They need to be on the FBI watch list, period.
The thing about it is,
because y'all always coming out with, oh, we found this and we found that out about this person. No, you should have been doing this shit before, goddammit, they had the chance to kill all these people,
right.
Period. Because if somebody is buying these kind of guns, obviously, it's a reason. It's outside of fucking hunting. No, they want to shoot some shit up. Maybe not people. Some people may.
Maybe there should be. Okay, because of the fact that
I don't fucking know. But they need to be.
Allows them to have. But I feel like the system should be able to flag those people
who buy these guns.
Purchase these.
They need to
weapons.
Be on a watch list.
Right.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
Period. And y'all need to be following them. Their every move, and just at least know
but
where they're
again,
at.
Well, I guess.
Like, I don't know, something needs to happen.
They can utilize the Patriot Act to actually follow these motherfuckers.
They need to do something, because I'm tired. Like, every other month,
but girl,
we sending out our prayers. We're so
it's
sad.
It's going to get worse.
Well,
you
okay.
You know what I'm saying? It will get worse.
I know.
It's never going to get better. There's nothing that's going to get better. You know what I'm saying? Gun control.
Hopefully, it does.
Gun control has been an issue for, you know, decades and decades in this country, and it's just not going away. Until they start to regulate that bullshit, we got, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, of course, a life is a life. You know, I feel bad. You know what I'm saying? Because of the fact that, you know, there's multiple people being affected by it, not just the people who died and voted for Trump, because you have, you know, maybe your other family members who probably voted for Hillary Clinton, you know, they got to deal with you dying anyway. But my thing is,
just in Vegas.
I don't
like shit like that really affects me, because I be all over the place and I'm just like I this could have been
me. That's what I'm saying. Stay your ass home.
Anyways, on to like celebrity gossip and shit. Nelly was just accused of raping someone.
Is he married?
No, I don't know if they're engaged, but he has a longtime girlfriend, Miss Jackson.
I don't know who that is.
She used to be one of Floyd Mayweather's girlfriends. Super cute. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But he's accused of raping somebody on a tour bus. What are you
a
thinking?
Tour bus?
Yeah, like 3 a.m.
I don't know.
You think he did that shit?
I want to put it past these celebrities, because they feel like they could do whatever they want to do. However,
it's been so many.
I feel like in that situation, I feel like it's just a bitch who you made yourself available. He took it, and now you just want some type of recognition. Like, okay, you know what I'm saying? He did this to me. You know what I'm saying? But bitch, all the while, bitch, you a hoe. Like you know what you're doing. You on his tour bus, you know, probably like flirting with him, like he's giving you some type of attention, you this and that, whatever, you caking with him, and then you made yourself available and he took that shit. You know what I'm saying? So
well, hopefully
now
he didn't rape her. The
girl,
fuck?
Listen, a bitch
nobody deserves to be raped.
Nobody deserves to be raped, but what I'm saying is she made herself available to the point where I don't think it's rape. You made yourself available. He probably just, you know.
So
you
saying she was ready and willing?
Yeah, you was ready and willing. And now the situation, you know what I'm saying? Now you're like, okay, well, let me try to make some money off it. You know how these thirsty hoes be out here?
They do. In the celebrity world, you just never know, because people turn
right, and
them
you just
all
gotta
the time.
Be careful. There's
so I just can't wait to hear more details
right.
about
my
it. But my first instinct is I don't believe it.
The thing is, like, there's a lot of celebrities you don't hear in the media. You know what I'm saying? They don't be into, because they know what to and not to do. You don't, I mean, I was gonna use him as an example, but I mean, he's not cute.
Oh.
I'm talking about Tamar Braxton's husband, Vince. Like, I was gonna be like, you
what?
Know, why don't you hear him in scandals and dirty situations like that? Because he don't put himself in those type of predicaments where it, like that type of environment where it might potentially be detrimental to his character.
You
could have
just used Jay-Z, because he don't put himself in no
right.
kind of fucked up
well, you
situation.
Know what? I put, okay.
Don't,
Jay-Z and Beyonce.
They not playing. They watch
they,
you
right.
they be around, like, no. They
so,
like the FBI.
Right. So,
they do background checks. You can't even hang out with them without them knowing who you are and what you stand for.
I don't believe that. Because
they not
going to
be caught up
those,
in no
those
shit.
Type of situations. Like, if I was a celebrity, bitch, it's going to be me, my friends and family, and the person I'm with. And that's it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That is all you need.
Friends can't bring friends. I'm funny about that now. I'm funny about
right.
that now. Like, I legit had a dream last night. Because y'all, I don't know if y'all know, but I'm going on a trip for my birthday. And I had a nightmare. This was a legit nightmare. My friend brought a friend. And was like, surprise, I thought this would be fun if I brought so-and-so. And I was like, why the fuck would you think this would be fun
right.
for me? No. She's like, the more the merrier. This was a dream.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, no. Don't bring extra people that I did not
right.
approve of around
especially
me.
The motherfuckers that you don't fuck with. Like, if you
it ain't even
got to
be that. You
no,
just
still,
you
like,
have to control
somebody,
your vibes.
Right.
You don't know
my
what kind of spirit people bringing around you. You got to know.
It's, especially
silly.
If it's somebody that I don't fuck with, then we definitely don't have a problem. It's
so,
either you and I are not friends, or you don't care about me that much to sit there and be like, okay, I'm
if
not
I've never met you, I just don't want to be around you on my special day. I don't. I'm sorry.
Right.
Like, I want to get to know you outside of something special because
right.
I just can't chance my mood being fucked up on my special day over
you.
Somebody that I don't even fucking know. Like, no, I shouldn't be having to introduce myself to nobody and feel a spirit on my day. Hell no. So, as a celebrity, they should just have more fucking common sense.
Right.
Like, stop. Why the fuck y'all letting people come on y'all tour bus? I know, that, like, that's what y'all do. But in 2017,
you know right.
that shit don't make
you know,
sense.
You
y'all
know,
don't know
you
people.
You know what's up. You
yeah.
know what's, and
people money
the,
hungry.
Right. So.
Speaking of, do you feel like once you fall out with somebody, that y'all could ever be back to where y'all were, or even just copacetic?
No. I don't ever, as soon as you're done with that person, you're done. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I don't fuck with you. You don't have no type of real estate in my mind. You know what I'm saying? You don't have no place.
No place.
No place. You know what I'm saying? I don't, you know, it's not like we're not cool. I just don't fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? We don't have no problems. We don't have no issues. But as far as,
so y'all like, can never hang out again.
We can never be
nothing.
That. Like, I have situations like that all the time. You know what I'm saying? Where, like, years ago, like, this one dude, he was getting mad at me that all the dudes that came around, they was always gravitating towards me. And so he was just like, oh, you're this and you're that. Like, nigga, like, are you mad? Like, it's not my fault. You know what I'm saying? Like, that has nothing to do with me. So he went ahead and cursing me out and this and that, whatever. Okay, we went back and forth, and then we cut each other off. Years later, he was like, yo, you know, I just want to talk to you about the situation and this and that, whatever. You know, we're adults and we're grown, because it happened when we were much younger.
Like teenagers?
Not even teenagers. We were like, damn, it was right after high school. So it wasn't that, you know, long ago, because, you know, I'm not that old. Mm-hmm. But later on, like a couple of years later, he was like, yo, you know, I'm sorry for, you know, what I did and what I said. I shouldn't have said it. You know, I think you're a great person. I think you're this and that, whatever. So I was like, all right, cool. You know, and we squashed it. But, and we were really good friends. We used to hang out. We used to talk to each other. We used to talk on the phone like every, like damn near every day. Mm-hmm. So at one point, I was just like, I was done with the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we cool. We squashed it. But I don't need to be in your business. You don't have to be in my business. Again, like I said, you don't have no real estate up in here. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have no motherfucking place. That's just what it is. You know, we cool, but bitch, I don't fuck with you.
Right. This brings me back to something else that happened this week regarding Nene Leakes and Kim Zolciak. For all of our Real Housewives of Atlanta fans, it's coming back, so I can't wait. But basically, Kim and Nene, they got back cool, and Nene had an event, and Kim wasn't invited, but she still came. And
Her daughter came.
Yeah, but her daughter definitely wasn't invited, and it was at Nene's home. And so the little girl, well, she's not a little girl, the young woman, she's 19, she's inside of Nene's bathroom doing some little Snapchats or whatever. And then she's talking shit on Snapchat. That's number one. Mm-hmm. Then number two, she see a big ass bug, and then she said it's a roach.
That is.
And then Nene gets online and just read her for filth. Like, if it's a roach in my house, bitch, you brought it in there or fell out your stinky pussy.
That is funny.
So my thing is, we all know what, you know, Kim and Nene, they've had a rocky relationship.
I was really rooting for their relationship, because that shit was like,
I didn't see how they could even get back cool, right, the way they had fell out.
Right, right.
Like, they fell out real bad. So even with them being back cool, I thought it would just be more of on a cordial, hey, what's up? Right. And we around the same people, of course. But nothing where, like, we hanging out. Like,
so do you think
I don't even
Nene
see how that happened.
Cynthia should be cool.
Well, yeah, because their relationship was way deeper. So that's the thing. I feel like if your relationship was real deep, like best friends, I feel like that's like family. So you can definitely get back to that place.
Let me. Okay. What do you think about Evelyn and Jennifer? So
I feel like they was best friends. So yeah, stuff like that can definitely
be
rekindled.
I mean, after you jumping across tables trying to attack me, bitch, like, bitch.
But that's like your family, like,
bitch,
family.
And I cut family off too. The fuck.
Well, I do too, but I'm just saying, like, it's just a place
that
family had in your heart.
There's no exemptions on these type of situations. You trying to holler across the table, trying to hit me. Bitch, I don't give a fuck if we family. We came out of the same pussy, bitch. I don't give a fuck. We no longer fucking with each other. Like, that's it. We cool. We always gonna remain family. But at the end of the day, I am just done with you. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. I've had issues with my family over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, we will always be family. I can never ask for another, you know, whatever. But at the end of the day, as far as us being cool and you are in my business, I'm in your business. We having, like, deep-ass conversations, bitch, that shit is done. I don't give a fuck.
don't know on that one. Mm-mm. I feel like we can get back and there. The thing about it's going to take a long time. I don't want anybody to
be like, oh, okay, you know, you holding a grudge. And I don't hold grudges, you know what I'm saying? Because, again, like I said, you hold no real estate. I don't think about you.
Is it holding grudges? Because, like, not. Some stuff I don't forget. So I don't know if it's right. Me holding it. Like, okay. What the hell is the difference? Because I'd be like.
It is okay not to forget.
Like, I hold on to that shit.
You know
shit.
What I'm saying? Certain things people have done to me, mm-hmm. I would never forget it.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a thing about forgiveness. I will forgive you. But does that mean I have to fuck with you? Does that mean I have to be around in your personal space? Does that mean I got to be all up in your face and whatever? No, because one thing about me, I ain't never a fake ass nigga. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So I can't be all up in somebody's face and you did some grimy ass shit. You did some green ass shit to me and I'm all up in your face. I'm with that shit. You know what I'm saying? I cuss motherfucker off. And I, you know, my grandma was like, oh, you can't do that. I was like, no. I don't want you to get it misconstrued. Like, I haven't forgave the person. Everything's forgiven. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't have no grudge against you. I don't have no mal in my heart for you. I don't have no evil praying evil towards you. It's none of that. I just don't fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, like I said, you hold no real estate in my mind, so bitch. You don't have no space. In here, you right. know what I'm saying? That's it. I don't think about you. I don't pick up the phone and call you.
Mm-hmm.
If something happens to you, I'll be there. You know what I'm saying? If whatever happens to you, but we don't have to be on the phone. When I see you, I see you. We don't got to be on the phone like, you know. Hey.
So Kim shouldn't have been in NeNe's house.
Right.
Just to bring it back around.
I feel like Evelyn and Jennifer, that shit should have been in. The thing about it is, the reason why I feel like it needed to, they had to have a conversation. Yeah, it's good because it's not good to harbor those type of feelings or whatever. Lash it out. Hey, you did me wrong. You did this to me, and I didn't appreciate that. You know what? I'm sorry. And this is what you did to me. I wasn't fucking with that. You know, I apologize for that. Okay, moving right along. That's it. Everything's squashed, and we don't have no beef. When I see you, we can have a conversation. Hey, how you doing? You know, how's life? How's your kids? How's your whatever? And that's it. We go our separate ways. We can't just be kicking like, you know, you ain't just holler across the table. You ain't going to sit there and try to make it seem like you did not curse me out over a nigga that beat your ass. Like, get the fuck out of here.
I don't know. I was like.
And NeNe did call that girl husband a bitch. I mean, even though they're not married. I mean, even though he was a bitch. Okay, that don't count.
We talking about her and Kim. So, back to that. I don't know why the hell I'm stuck on that. The read was so funny to me. Like, she cursed this little girl out.
She did.
First off, the little girl tried it. Because you know damn well that ain't a roach. That's number one.
It was
and number
like,
two.
It looked like a spy. Not a spy, like a big ass ant.
And number two, I just feel like I don't give a fuck if it's a 5-year-old. Once you right. curse me out.
But that shit was funny.
Oh, man. Grandma, like. Respect is what is earned, is not given.
Right.
So you disrespect me, you better expect to be disrespected as well. But as far as like the friends thing, I think it depends on how close you all are. So I had this one person, we was just like,
mm-hmm.
we was cool.
Right.
We was like really cool. We was hanging out. We talk on the phone every now and then. We was cool. We had a fallout. So then we get back cool after that, but now I'm starting to see some of those same colors, and I'm just like, you know what? I might have to cut you off. I don't even think it's going to be able to be on no high. Maybe a high, but we can't hang out
right.
anymore.
The thing about it
like,
is,
we can't hang out.
Right,
I don't always, think you should hang
right,
out with a
that,
person
right,
again.
The thing about it is, it's always good to, you have to be able to, you know, be an adult. And
talk it out.
Be able to be cordial. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? When you walking by them, like, you know, you could say good morning. There's people I don't fuck with. You know what I'm saying? I mean, sometimes it's a hit or miss. Because sometimes if you catch me on my good day, I might say good morning. But next time, I just might dust that ass. Just walk by you like I don't see you. You know what I'm saying? But the thing about it is, you have to be cordial. Good morning. You know, that's it. You don't
No hanging out again.
We don't have to hang out.
No.
We would never hang out.
You can't get them the chance
we would never
to
hang
try
out
it
in life.
Because they always try
right.
it one more time.
They be trying it.
And
then you be trying to be good and don't put no hands because that used to be your friend. But then sometimes that's warranted, bitch. I'll kick that ass. I'll ragtag that ass.
Okay, so the agreeance is if it's a best friend,
I don't know.
Because you didn't fell out with some of your bestest friends, and I'm like, fuck them. And you're like, no. You know, so.
Well,
yeah, if it's a best friend.
I don't want to put no names, but the friend that I had, and we had our falling out and whatever, we had our falling out, but I feel like they didn't really do nothing to me to the point. It's just disagreements. And those disagreements do kind of run deep because sometimes it'd be like, okay, I can't fuck with you on with that type of mindset, with that type of attitude, with that type of mindset. You want to be this, you want to be that. Sometimes we just have our disagreement to the point where the disagreement runs deep. And then we have like a falling out to the point where, okay, I'm not fucking with you in a couple of months. But then the bond is so strong that we just always end up coming back together. So that's different. But like those type of situations where you jumping tables across to try to hit me and all, that's a different situation. I don't give a fuck what you know what I'm saying, what anybody say. Like when you try to, you know, do certain things like grimy ass shit, bitch, certain everything is forgivable, but nothing's forgettable. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck nothing that shit. Is forgettable.
So
fuck these bitches.
Fuck these all.
Anyways, that was all for today. Yeah. I
had a mouthful, huh?
You did. Let me give you a little bit more liquor. Thank y'all for tuning in. Let us know what your thoughts are. Hit me up on Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram at Mona Fee, MonaHFEE. And
with me, you can find me on Instagram, I am Royal Prince, and on Facebook, Prince Marco. Hit us up. Let us know what you think. You know, comment, review, like, give your reviews, your thoughts on anything that we discuss.
Subscribe.
Yeah, we definitely need to subscribe because, bitch, our shit is dry as fuck.
Nah, it was booming at first, though. Right. But I think we haven't been consistent with it.
But it's all good, though, because I'm still going to run my motherfucking mouth.
Talk that shit, man. Yeah. Bye, y'all.
Later.